This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by The Legacy Journey, a biblically based class that will give you a plan for building wealth and leaving a legacy. If you're out of debt and asking, now what? Go to stewardship.com to get your questions answered. Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I'm your host, Chris Brown. The Bible says God owns the cattle on a thousand hills. What in the world does that mean? Folks, it means he is the owner of absolutely everything that we have. We are simply managers. That's right. God has never turned that deed or that title over to us. I want to encourage all of us to, hey, take a few moments in the next 24 hours to look at everything around you, everything that you quote-unquote have. Take out your bank statements line by line. Ask yourself, am I living as someone who knows he is not the owner? Do I use my resources to build God's kingdom to help those in need? Remember what Jesus boldly said. He said, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Matthew 6:33. And then, hey, let's all together ask him to help us be a faithful steward. Now, if you feel like you don't measure up when you do that exercise, listen, this is not a show about condemnation. It's a show of hope. We're not seeking perfection. We're seeking progress. And so what kind of a steward are you today? And then tomorrow, your goal is to be better, to be a better steward, more faithful, and just take that every day getting better, and we are going to make our Creator smile ear to ear. Pretty fun stuff. The phone number is 866-357-3283. Again, it's 866-357-3283. And you can email in also at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Now, folks, I know you guys are all in different stages of your financial journey, but hey, let's be honest. We're all saving money for something, no matter where you're at, whatever baby step you're at. Now, what if we could help you jumpstart that saving? Well, this month, we're giving away $5,000 each week, and all you have to do is head over to stewardship.com and click the $20,000 rainy day giveaway, where we're giving away $5,000 each week, $20,000 total this month. And all you got to do is submit your information, and you will be all entered to win. So make sure you take advantage of that. The website, again, is stewardship.com. Again, my name is Chris Brown. I am your host, and the call-in number is 866-357-3283. And our first call is coming in from Pueblo, Colorado. And this is Steve. Steve, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. How about you, Chris?
Oh, I am better every day. How can I help you?
I had a quick question for you. I know you mentioned make sure you pay your bills off from your lowest amount to your highest amount.
Uh-huh.
But my highest amount is has an interest rate of like 14%.
Mm.
And that's on a student loan that was actually my wife's, but since we're married and we filed jointly, it falls back on me also.
So, yeah.
And that's $76,800.
Okay. What are all your debts?
Total, $118,870.
Okay. And if you were to break them down individually, what are they? And what interest rates?
Individually, so that one is, 14%, and then I have some, she has rest is 8%, and then, another credit card that's 14%, and then there's two other credit cards for 14% and 16.9%.
Okay, and what's your smallest balance?
Smallest balance is $1,440, and there's no interest on that.
Okay, and your income?
My income is $90,000.
All righty. Okay, so you're looking at about, what is that, 15 to 18 months of net on your income? So you want to, what's your goal to pay all this off?
Not including the $76,800 is by November.
So that's pretty good. That's, what, 40 grand by November?
Yes.
That's bringing it. Very impressive. Very good. So you're going to be living on about 60% of your income?
Yes.
Very good. Okay. So your question is about, I hear a lot of interest rate stuff. So you're wanting to pay off not in the smallest to biggest order. You're wanting to attack biggest interest rate first.
That's correct.
Okay. Now we've done.
I want to know if that's a good idea.
Yeah. No. And here's the deal. I understand the wrestle, but when we have helped, really, and when I say we, I mean Ramsey Solutions has helped millions of people, and coached tens of thousands of people in our offices, and we've seen the track record of those who go interest rate first and those who go smallest balance first. The folks who tack the smallest balance first, like, absolutely smoke those who play the interest game. Whether you're paying 12% interest first, 14% interest first, 8% interest first. The bottom line is when you pay off that smallest one, this one that's 1440, and you get that out of your life, it's going to be like create something inside of you, and you're going to be so motivated and almost addicted to one less chain. You're going to have one less chain on you. Like, oh, well, that feels good. Oh, my goodness. Let's attack that next one. And the next one's like $4,000. You're like, oh, no, we're ripping that one. And you just jab it in the teeth. And then you just get addicted to it. If you attack that $76,000 one at 14%, you are going to be in like, you don't want to go into that unless you've been doing some training. You don't want to go run a marathon unless you've been doing some training.
Yeah.
So you've got to do some of these smaller runs, the 3-mile run, the 5-mile run, the 8-mile run, and kind of kick all those in the teeth and show them who's boss. Then you'll have enough confidence to nail the 76.8.
Okay.
Okay. If you're motivated and you're pumped and you've got confidence and you've got all that behind you, you're going to pay less interest in the end. So right now, all you're doing is saying 14 is more than 8 and you're looking at it mathematically. But there's just more to it. There's way more to it. So I totally get it. It's a very logical assessment. But I'm telling you, if you stick to the smallest first, you're going to get out of this quicker.
Okay. And I guess it don't really make sense to put a lot of money away, like in your 401k or your savings, when you have all of these.
Yeah, Steve, I'm glad you asked that. And for all of our listeners, you don't want to be doing any kind of investing or anything like that. You don't want to be investing and trying to get 8 to 12 to 15% in your investments when you're already paying 8 to 12 to 15% the other direction. Let's get that out of our life first. Before let's learn how to, you know, walk before we run. So it sounds to me like you're not as familiar with Financial Peace University. Is that true?
That's true.
Okay, Steve, I want to give it to you. I want to give you Financial Peace University for free, and it'll walk you through all this stuff. It's 18 hours of content that you're going to absolutely love, and I'll just encourage you. I'll give you the Financial Peace University kit, and then we'll set you up with a class there in your local area. We got tons of them there in Colorado, and it'll really be beneficial, and I'll walk you through all this more than just a 5-minute phone call. Okay?
Sounds great.
All right, Steve, you stay on the line. Amanda's going to hook you up, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
So you've been using Financial Peace University. You're on the plan, out of debt, and working the rest of the baby steps. But now you're hit with a whole new set of questions. Things you weren't even thinking about while paying off debt. Well, that's why we created the Legacy Journey DVD Home Study. These biblically based lessons will teach you about building wealth and leaving a legacy. They will give you a plan for the next steps in your financial journey. If you want to know more, head to stewardship.com and get your questions answered today.
All right, folks, you're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I'm your host, Chris Brown. Phone number is 866-357-3283, and I love that phone call from Steve because he's proving that this can be done. I mean, he is kicking it in the teeth. 40 grand? That fast? Pretty cool stuff. This next call comes in from Nixa, Missouri. This is Anthony. Hey, Anthony, did I say it right?
You did.
All right.
You did. That gets confusing for people.
Oh, it's all good. How can I help you?
Yeah, Chris, my wife and I have been married about a year, and we've got kind of combined households. We've got about 30,000 in in debt, old debt, nothing that is currently got us monthly obligated. It's all just sitting there that we've failed to look at, you know, kind of ran away from, but now coming together to look at it.
Okay.
And my question is, we sit with about probably $50,000 in equity in our home, which we're blessed to have. And just getting the thoughts on, I don't know, instead of looking at the options of trying to recreate some additional income, or could we sell the home and just pay it all off and try to start new? And what the thought process is about if that should be something that we should consider.
Yeah, let me start off with asking you which way you're leaning, because that'll tell me how much you value the house and how much you value that old debt being out of your life.
I mean, leaning more towards selling the house so we can have a new start.
Okay. Okay. What's your income?
Household income is about 100.
And do you think you can get rid of this 30K within the year?
It's a possibility. She has she runs her own business that we do together. We've looked at that option. It's just a lot of strain to get there. Not that it's not worth the work. It's just to know if it's worth just knocking off the house and getting done with it.
Yeah, I think you got to ask yourself, if we can get rid of this thing in 12 to 18 months, and possibly even 9 months if we were to pick up maybe a quarter-time job. You got to ask yourself, though, the work it's going to take to move and do all the hassle of the move and possibly move somewhere that we don't like as much, if that's the case, versus what kind of effort it's going to take to maybe just pick up a little bit of extra work or pick up a client or something like that. So you just got to ask yourself that. If this was going to be something that you're going to be in debt for 5 or 6 more years, you know, it would be different. But because it's pretty probable you're going to knock this in the teeth pretty fast, you know, it's completely up to you. Another thing I would say, Anthony, is it being such an old debt, which obviously doesn't really matter, debt's debt. But one of the variables that's there, if it's that old, it might be worth a phone call to them and say, you know what? You don't have to tell them how you're going to have the money, but you can say, I'm considering making a lump sum payment on this thing to get this out of your life and my life. And would you guys be willing to take 22 or willing to take 18? And just throwing it out there. They might do it if it's that old and they want to close the account. So I would consider that, but I think if it was me, it would all come down to which one I value more. Is it that important for us to get rid of it today? Then yeah, I would move. I don't think there's anything wrong with you staying in the house or in you moving. There is something wrong with you having this thing around your house for longer than 12 to 18 months.
Okay, that's awesome. I really appreciate it, Chris. It really gives us some things to think about.
So which one are you going to do?
We're a team. We got a team. We got to get together and figure it out. I don't want it around my ankles anymore, but she may. We have a household of 7, so she might want to hold on to the house and figure out a way to make more income. So,
oh man, if we could mic up that conversation at your house, we could put a mic in there. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Oh, fun times, fun times. All right, well, we're cheering you on.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, thank you. Cecilia emails in. Hey, Chris, my husband and I are on baby step 2. Since taking Financial Peace University 14 months ago, we have paid off $29,000. That's awesome. Last week, my only goddaughter called me from South America and told me she would really love it if I was a guest at her Sweet 15 in June. She is super excited. The party is costing her mom around $4,000. After looking at our finances, this trip with plane tickets and hotel would cost us around $3,000. I told her that at this time we couldn't make it, but that we wouldn't mind buying her the dress in the States and sending her a gift of $500. However, she's still begging us to go and told me I don't have to pay for anything, but her dream is for us to be there on this special day. How do I tell a 14-year-old that we can't afford it? I would much rather gift my goddaughter a gift that she can use either towards her future or a class instead of blowing it in a one-night party. Thank you for your advice. Well, Cecilia, I totally understand the wrestle. Totally do. But no is a complete sentence. I am quoting Christy Wright here, one of our Ramsey personalities. No is a complete sentence. Is there anything biblically wrong with you saying no? No, there's not. Is there anything biblically right with saying no? I would say arguably yes. It is biblically right to say no in this scenario. Which decision lines up better with your values, Cecilia? What do you want to do? What's your goals? What's your values? What's your goals in life? What do you want to do? If you communicate everything proactively and with the right heart, then their response is between her and God. I see a teachable moment here that will end up being a way better gift out of all the options. Cecilia, I used to be a teacher, and the only times that ex-students come back to me and tell me that I impacted their lives are the times that I made a stand, the times where I proactively had a tough conversation with them about life. And so the best gift that you can give her is probably this conversation. I've never had a student 10 years later, 15 years later, come back and say, hey, I'm so glad that you said yes and you came to this. I haven't had that happen. But those conversations, those deep conversations, whether it's on the phone or whether it's in person, those are the things that those ex-students say that they appreciated the most. Well, folks, I have a quick question for you. If there was only one thing you could do to save hundreds of dollars right now, would you do it? Of course you would. Well, a crazy number of you overpay for your insurance. I know no one's excited to talk about insurance. It's boring and sometimes it's complicated and it's confusing, but hang with me for just a minute because it is an easy way to save hundreds of dollars. The trick is you need to find an independent agent, agents that work for you, not for the insurance company. They work for you to shop around, find the best policy for your family and for your budget. You may be thinking, okay, that's great, Chris, but I don't know any independent agents. Well, that happens a lot. Not many people do. So we have a network of agents that we've put in place because of that problem. It's called our Endorsed Local Provider Program. They're local experts right there where you live, and they have the heart of a teacher. They provide top-notch service that you can trust. And check this out. The service that we're providing is absolutely free. All you got to do is go to stewardship.com, click on the Find an ELP. There's kind of a link there. It's very obvious, and get connected with an independent agent right there in your area. And if you do that and you experience what it's like to work with an ELP, call us or send an email to us and let us know how much that you save, because I and the team would love to hear how you guys are winning with money. And I love to get those emails saying, hey, we saved a couple hundred dollars. That's pretty fun.
Thank you for joining us on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We want to hear your questions and your success stories, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now back to Chris Brown and True Stewardship.
This next call comes in from Kansas City, Missouri. This is Michael. Michael, how are you?
Hi.
How can I serve you?
Okay. Well, my husband and I have been trying to get out of a mess for a couple of years, but we're on a hamster wheel and can't seem to get off of it.
Okay. And explain.
So he makes $70,000 a year.
Okay.
And I do odd jobs. So I bring in about $500 a month on the budget. Sorry, I just got off work, so I'm breathing heavy. And then we are right now about $20,000 in credit card debt. No student loans. There's a small medical debt in there, but the majority is credit card debt.
Okay. You are looking for a plan to get off the wheel?
Okay, yes. We tried. We went through Financial Peace with Dave Ramsey.
Yep.
And we were going that route, and some personal things came up with my daughter, and that's where the medical issues. And we kind of just were just surviving at that point, and weren't paying much attention to anything. And then when we started to get out of that situation and catch back up and look at our budget, we realized, oh no. So we thought in a panic, a consolidation company, just put it in one big bill and work it off that way. We really did not want to file bankruptcy. Well, we did that and we put money into that every month. Then come probably 4 months into it, we get served papers from a police officer at our door that we had to go. We were summoned to court, debt court, for one of the creditors because they did not recognize that. So we went, like deer in a headlight, went, said, you know, of course this is true to the judge. It was our debt. And had to make payments, and they wanted a huge sum. They wanted it paid off, the law firm that had the debt at that time.
Hey, Michael, let me ask you a question real fast, okay?
Okay.
You make $75,000 a year, and you have $20,000 in credit card debt. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Most of the people who call into the show, I want to give you some perspective because I think the perspective is going to help you. A lot of times we, you know, what's going to help you win, regardless of all of the circumstances around the event, okay.
Okay.
What's going to help you win is not a manual. It's a mindset.
Okay.
Okay. It's not a manual. It's a mindset. So make sure you know, you've got to know that you can do this. And here's the deal. Most people who call in here have over 1 year's salary worth of debt. Some of them have 2 to 3 years of salary in debt. You have less than a quarter of a year. And so the best thing I can do for you, Michael, is to tell you bluntly, you guys need to put together a budget for $50,000 a year. Somehow you need to make that work. You need to make some cuts, do whatever you can. And I'm talking about discretionary income, not your credit card bills. Okay. $50,000 a year. And then all of the extra 18 to 25 that you have that year, all for this year, the next 12 months, all goes towards the credit cards. And in the next 12 months, you're completely out of debt. Then all the court stuff goes away. All the drama goes away. What stinks is you're going to have to live on some ramen noodles for a while. But you'll be, this whole entire situation will be gone 12 months from now. And I think you can do it.
Okay.
So it's just a different mindset. There's a mindset of subconsciously thinking that outside circumstances are derailing you. And then there's the mindset of like, I don't care what the outside circumstances are. I am going to absolutely bust this in the teeth. And it's so much more empowering to focus on what you can control instead of what you can't control. And Michael, here at Ramsey Solutions and myself personally, we are cheering you on. You got this. Well, folks, I got an email here from Daniel and Kristen. It says, Dear Chris and Stewardship Team, here's an update of our baby steps. We have known the baby step plan for a while, but we had not always fully committed. A few years ago, we had just paid off our last debt, a student loan, our last debt other than the house. Not more than a week later, maybe you guys can relate to this. We had a car where the wheels nearly literally fell off. We had a small emergency fund and had trouble used car shopping. So we gave up and quickly bought a good deal, in quotes, a good deal new at the dealership and put ourselves right back in debt with car payments. Ouch. We failed our plan. We spent the next 2 years back in debt paying off that car. Now, fast forward to last week. While working steps 4 and 6, our older car fell mostly apart. We started the used car search. We were not really happy with what we saw, but we stuck to the used car shopping. After looking at hundreds of cars, we test driving a dozen or so and fighting our frustration, our patience paid off, and we found a great older buy. We stayed under the car sinking fund without touching our emergency fund at all. Keep up the good work. It matters. The peace in our lives is off the charts. We can't wait to have the mortgage paid off in full. I wanted you guys to hear that because, listen, there are times where we fall off the wagon like they did. Hopefully, you're not going to do that in the future. But if you're like Daniel and Kristen, you've done that in the past, I want you to know that it's happened to other people. You're not alone in that. And I want you to know that when we're patient, the Bible talks all about patience, hundreds of verses about patience, that it pays off to be patient, not to act in haste, and to make sure that we take our stewardship very seriously. Well, folks, it's been a great show today. Hey, listen, don't forget, head over to stewardship.com and enter the $20,000 rainy day giveaway. As a reminder, we're giving away $5,000 each week in the month of May. Again, that's stewardship.com. Just click the link, submit your information, and you'll be entered to win. God bless y'all.